So we've got Todd Glass having some fun with you on the phones and performing over at the Improv over at Fantasy Springs. Remember, there's one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night.
Yes, and then I'm there with Daniel Kino and Howard Allen. It's a fun show. It's a good show. The other guys are a little weak. No, it's a great. It really is a great show. I love the room over there. It's just a great. They treat us right, and it's been a fun week.
Now, have you been on the road for a while now?
Been on the road. I tour around with David Spade. Matter of fact, I was here with David Spade about a month ago, so it's been fun. Although last night, some girl at the club told me I look like Mel Gibson and Fred Flintstone had a baby. So that was exciting. I like to do visual jokes on the radio. It's been the highlight of my career. People have that idea. No, people always want to tell you who you look like. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
And then a lot of them be like, you look like my friend Glenn. Then you meet Glenn, you're like, I don't look like that. Meanwhile, you don't realize you're insulting him because you're going, I do not look like that bag of, you know. This is a true story. I talk about it in my act a long time ago. A girl told me I look like, she goes, you look like John Goodman. I was like, what? She goes, no, like a young John Goodman, like thin, young, thin John Goodman.
Young,
I'm like,
John Goodman.
That's not going to make me feel better because you add young and thin nervously, you know? That's like if I said to her, girl, you look like a pig. No, not a fat pig. A young, thin pig. A real young, thin pig. You're like a hot, smoking pig. Like a pig that works out, drives a nice car, pretty bow in her hair. All righty, dig yourself out of the hole. You ever have someone tell you the most boring story in the world? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
People just tell you, you go to a party, they're like, next time you have one of those people at a party, you just go up to them. After they tell you the story, look at them and go, whatever the story is, go, oh my God, I read about that in Who Gives a Crap magazine.
I like that one.
Oh yeah, that's a good story. No wonder it made it into that magazine.
We got one more pair of tickets to give away, but let's give away real quick here. 93.7 KCLB Rocks. Hello, say hi to Todd Glass.
Yo, what up, man?
How you doing, sir? This good. Is Todd Glass. How are you?
Good, man. You?
I'm doing good.
Right on.
I don't know why I'm doing my radio voice. I don't usually talk this way, but I have headphones on, so I hear myself. So
it makes
all of a sudden,
you feel that, yeah.
You're a little, it's not like I'm not doing the over-the-top one, like, hey, everybody, you're listening to... But I'm definitely... My voice is toughening up a little. Go ahead, sir. You're here to say what?
You made a few appearances on Mr. Show, right?
You know what? I did, but, sir, what did I do?
Are you doing stuff with David Spade right now?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you the tickets just because at this point we can't tell. But now, as a good human being, honest, did you just Google it or did you know?
Oh, no. I'm driving right now.
Oh, see,
really?
You knew.
So are you Googling yourself is what I'm trying to ask. And I think we all know what I'm talking about.
Dude, you rock, man. Hold on for us, okay?
All right, man.
There you go. Todd, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. That was fun. It woke me up. God, thank you. I was literally falling asleep in the green room. My head on the table. I can only eat so many Pop-Tarts to keep me up.
Tonight at the Improv at the Fantasy Springs, one show, 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock and 10.
Yeah.
Todd Glass at the Improv with who else?
I'm there with Daniel Kino and Howard Allen.
So Jace Edwards Radio Program Mornings.